Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Our next guest gave up small talk for a month and the world came alive. Claire Eastham, author and anxiety coach in The Guardian. What have you got against small talk?
Good morning.
Good morning. How's the weather over there, by the way?
Oh, I can't tell you that. I can ask you what your favourite time, you know, what's your favourite weather?
Sunny. We don't get too much of it over here. But anyway, sorry, you just don't like small talk.
I've always found it either. It's like the mix between being stressful because I don't understand the rules of engagement or just really boring.
I accept it can be dull at times and a bit kind of pointless, but is it not a necessary sort of social lubricant just to make the wheels of society go around?
That's what I sort of came to with my experiment, really. I came at it originally with so much pressure because I have an anxious disorder. I thought, oh no, small talk is the test to prove whether or not you're a human or will you be kicked out of the tribe. Like, go say something interesting, engage. And I couldn't do it because I don't ease into those situations comfortably. And the conversations I have tend to be a bit deeper or quirky. So now at the end of my experiment, I understand they're the gateway, the passport to deeper conversations, but I can reframe them a little bit so that I'm engaged too.
Now, your piece is absolutely fascinating. I mean, you took a different tack because obviously it wasn't like you weren't going to have conversations with people, but you decided I'm not going to play by those particular rules. Tell us the kind of conversations you tried to initiate instead.
So it tends to be about the weather or transport or children's academic achievements, that kind of thing. By the way, I'm thinking applying for that one-year-old tutoring gig. My goodness.
I know, it's good money. It's good money.
Yeah. So instead, when they asked a question, for example, oh, how are you finding the weather? Rather than answer, I thought, oh, I'll flip it and say, I like spring, but my favorite season is autumn. What's yours? And the response, I just saw people sort of first a bit startled confusion, and then they lit up and it was beautiful. And then suddenly you have a deeper conversation, even if just for a minute.
So do you think were people almost relieved that they didn't have to engage in a series of mindless platitudes, that they were actually able to converse?
I think so. It's just the change. It's unexpected. And most people found it engaging.
Okay, so are you continuing with the experiment? Has it worked? Like, is it something you now put into daily use?
It's one of those where I'll pick and choose. If it's, for example, if I'm going to see my doctor, it's like, this is serious. So don't start asking them about their star sign. But I know that if I'm not particularly feeling the small talk thing, I can flip it and choose something that we might find a bit more interesting, but I'm fine to do standard small talk, such as, how are you?
Yeah, because I was going to say, there's sometimes when you know you're going to only be talking to someone for 60 seconds, you probably don't want it to get that deep. You're probably, a couple of platitudes maybe in that scenario are maybe okay.
No, see, I'm a deep person, and any kind of real meaningful interaction, I'm hungry for it. 60 seconds, no worries, I'll take it. I do enjoy it.
What is your favorite type of weather, by the way?
Oh, so I'm very much a summer person. I like sunshine. It charges me, literally. So I'm struggling at the moment in the UK.
Yeah. My wife is a big winter person. She likes kind of fires and, you know, woolly jumpers and kind of coziness. Yes. And stuff. But it does depend. But listen, it's been an absolute pleasure not engaging in small talk with you, engaging in something a little deeper. Claire Eastham, author, anxiety coach in The Guardian. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. So let us know what you think. Small talk, yay or nay. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.